Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Today on cricket, we go down to India, to Pakistan, to Zimbabwe and to South Africa. And in rugby, we'll be joining Shane Dullaver for his excellent rugby input. Start off with cricket. The T10 game between West Indies and South Africa was pretty exciting because West Indies batting first made 118 for the loss of 6 wickets. South Africa made 114 for 3, which means West Indies win this game by 10 runs. Now we go down to India for the India-New Zealand 50-20. Sometimes scholars say that it's insane the amount of runs you can score on Indian tracks. India batting first made 271 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 20 overs. Ishan Kishan, 103 in 43 deliveries. He had 6 boundaries, 10 massive sixes, strike rate of 239. Surya Kumar Yadav, who's been starving for runs in recent times, is getting back to ball. He made 63 in 30 deliveries, 4 boundaries and 6 massive sixes, strike rate of 210. Adding fuel to the fire, Pandya comes in, Hardik Pandya, and smashes 42. Like New Zealand, unfortunately, could not get that target of 272. They were bowled out for 225 in 19.4 overs. Finn Allen made 80, and Ish Sodhi, actually the bowler who bowls leg spin, made 30. And for India, the bowling, of course, Arshdeep Singh is becoming a star these days. He took 451. So then India win by 46 runs. Now we also go down to Pakistan for another interesting T20 game. As you know that most of the teams are playing T20 because we are in sight of the World Cup T20, the multi-tournament to be hosted by India and Sri Lanka coming up on the 7th of February. So the Aussies are down in Pakistan. Pakistan batting first 198 for 5. Big scoring T20 yet again. Salim Agar made 74, the captain, Usman Khan 53. As far as the bowling is concerned, Xavier Bartlett for Australia took 1 for 52. Matthew Kenneman 1 for 40. Cooper Connolly 1 for 30. Shane Abbott 1 for 33. And Adam Zampa, breath of fresh air, always a leg spinner, 1 for 27. And all that Australia could muster was 103 bowled out in 15.4 overs. Disappointing from their standards, isn't it? Cameron Green made 35, Matthew Short 27. And I think the Aussies are having a few issues against quality spin because Shadab Khan took 3 for 26 and Abar Ahmed 3 for 14. So the Pakistanis register a massive win of 90 runs in the second T20. Right now we join Shane Dullaver for rugby news. Havelocks beat the CRN FC, a bit of a surprise, 28 points to 14. And Shane has described it as the mighty CRN FCs being humbled by Havelocks. Air Force beat Navy one-sided game, sadly though, 64 points to 24. Right now, let's go across to Singapore, one of my favorite destinations, not only for social activities, but also, I mean, the amount of sports that is played in Singapore. Right, the Hong Kong Sevens yesterday, Fiji beat South Africa 24 points to 19. New Zealand beat Australia 29 points to 16. The French, France beat Algeria 19 points to 15. And the Spanish beat the Brits 29 points to 14. So the Hong Kong Sevens in Singapore looks pretty interesting. Semi-finals coming up. And my co-host in rugby, Shane, will be giving us all the details for your information on our podcast for tomorrow. Well, let's now take a look at what's coming up today before I wind up. Very interesting game, of course, at the Palakkale International Cricket Stadium. Let's hope and pray that Mother Nature will be kind, because England will take on Sri Lanka in the second T20. It'll be very interesting whether Sri Lanka will have a change of men in the park. I'm not yet sure, I've not got any information, but it's predictable because they were thumped in the first T20 badly. Then again, we have a very interesting game coming up in Zimbabwe today. Pakistan under-19s play against India under-19s, and that will decide who will be the fourth team to qualify. Remember, Australia, England, and Afghanistan have qualified in the multi-tournament, and the fourth place is vacant. We will know today. Play gets underway at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. If you do have the time, have a look at it. That's interesting. And don't forget that Sri Lanka will play against England today in the second T20, and that gets underway at 7 o'clock. Thank you for being in our company. It was a real pleasure being your host this morning. I'll spin you a couple of records being a holiday for your listening pleasure. Get your headsets on, listen to it, relax. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.